Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And you got all three of us today, Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, just back from the practice field where we just had one practice on this Tuesday, day five of Patriots training camp, because they had yesterday off. So we can't count that as the sixth day. It's only the fifth. But who's counting other than us?
Sure, the players are.
Hot, humid, hazy. But not insufferable for those of us in the media tent. The players might think differently, but not too bad a day for us. The big news of the day, I think you guys will agree, was the interview with Albert Haynesworth. Finally spoke as a member of the Patriots, and while I was out interviewing a couple of other players, you and Andy had a chance to get into that scrum and hear what was going on. And I'm curious to hear what he said, A, and your impressions of him on this first meeting.
Well, he was interesting, and I will say that in many ways he came across exactly the way I thought he would in that, in what I've seen of him, you know, in some national interviews, some ESPN stuff that we've seen. I think he's an articulate guy. I think he comes across well. Predictably, I think when all the questions that he was asked about what went wrong in Washington and what has gone wrong for him away from football, he specifically said, you know, that stuff is in the past, and wasn't willing to get into any specifics on that, which is understandable, and I think that we all sort of expected him to answer that way. I thought some of the interesting things, and Andy tweeted a lot of these out as they were happening, which is good, so you can check at Jumbo Hart out for some of the specifics there. Do you have something to add there?
No.
No. But I thought some of the things that he was, well, it looked like you were poised to say something. As you
just
going to
make
up.
Sure you said at Jumbo Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
God forbid, you know, he gets PFW in that, you know, that name anywhere. But I thought it was interesting that, you know, he's asked about his role and what his potential role would be with the Patriots, and he sort of chuckled and said, I don't know, you know, kill the quarterback, kill the running back, get in the backfield. The answers to me would suggest that he's talking about penetrating and getting in the backfield and making plays, which is not necessarily always what it's been like for defensive linemen with the Patriots. The one particular quote that would, he didn't say we're playing a 4-3 and we're going to be playing a penetrating defense, but he was asked, you know, what kind of an adjustment, how would it be different, what kind of adjustments he'd have to make from Washington. He said, it'll be somewhat of an adjustment from what I was doing the last 2 years, but I'm finally getting back to things I normally used to do. And he talked about continuing to get his feet wet. But actually, he said, to get my legs wet. But I thought that was interesting, getting back to doing things that I normally used to do. Well, what he normally used to do when he was at his most effective was play a 4-3 defensive tackle, mm-hmm. one gap, penetrating, disruptive force.
Right.
And that's what he talked about. Spoke at length about his admiration for the Patriots. Always says he's been a Patriots fan, except for when he's played against them. Has always admired Belichick and what he's done. Even admitted that he was in the stands as a fan at the 2007 AFC title game against San Diego here, freezing his butt off. Rodney Harrison hooked him up with tickets for that. Just says he's always been a Patriots fan and very happy to be part of a winning organization and just wants to get back to playing football. He wants to show people that Albert Haynesworth can still play football.
Interesting. Interesting. Did you get the same sort of impression? Was it what you expected to hear from him, Andy?
Yeah. I think it was a little bit like his first day on the practice fields. I think if you're a Patriots fan, there was good to hear, bad to hear. There was, you know, my job to kill quarterbacks, get running backs, push the pile back, all that stuff. And then he kind of went off the tracks a couple times. Somebody asked him if he was a high motor player, and he said, high motor? That's Kyle Vandenbosch. Guys who run around all the time like they got batteries up their butt or whatever. That's not me. Not the greatest thing I want to hear him say, but just kept focusing on, you know, they're going to put me on the field and let me play. Kind of the insinuation that, you know, Washington wasn't letting him do his job, basically. Maybe that'll play out. Maybe it won't. My first of all, he's just huge. I was standing right behind him, and he's a big bleeping
dude.
He's
a big, big guy.
I was staring down because I was tweeting, so I was looking at my thing, and I just had, like, his legs and his calves, and just, like, looking at the whole, just a big bleeping dude.
Yeah, talk
That's
to,
where you get the power from.
Talk to Dan Copen a little bit about what it's been like so far on a limited basis, obviously, but going against this guy, just said absolutely physically imposing. Very difficult to move. Just incredible strength. He talked about, you know, him and Vince. You know, Vince, you know, we've heard him talk about Vince in that way, but I think you hear him talking a lot about how athletic Vince is for that size. Well, this guy has similar athleticism and is bigger
right.
than Vince.
And we would be remiss to skip over this. On Sunday when you did the reports, Andy, it appeared that Haynesworth may have gotten dinged up a little bit. Had
tweaked.
Looked like he spent some time with the trainers. The team was out in full pads today for this one practice, which went about 2.5 hours, and he was in full pads with the rest of the team, took part in virtually everything, it seemed like. Didn't seem like there were any lingering issues from whatever happened to him on
nope.
Sunday. So
he ran sprints at the end of practice.
You can exhale, those of you who were worried about what may have happened to him the other day. And again, he spoke, and usually if a player is injured, he's not speaking to the media.
Yeah, he was pretty active in practice.
Yeah.
They even stayed after practice
with
the defensive, you know, with Pepper Johnson and the rest mm-hmm. of the defensive linemen working on drills.
Far more reps than the other day.
And he was doing those
drills. Did conditioning at the end of practice, did it all.
Yep.
I think interesting in some way, we like to read into things and kind of extrapolate and go a couple points down the line. When he was at the Patriots-Chargers playoff game, received the tickets from Rodney Harrison, obviously, who is very well thought of inside and outside of this building here in terms of the Patriot Nation. And maybe I give Rodney too much credit, but I think Rodney's a pretty biblical, high moral kind of guy. And I find it interesting that he has some sort of relationship with Albert Haynesworth, who, if you were going to compare people, would be on the other end of the spectrum. On the field, they both can be whatever they want, dirty player, whatever. But I'm talking about as individuals. One is thought of as this, you know, top of the pedestal kind of guy, and one is kind of has the rap sheet and the track record. You know, unless it's just an agent connection, if they have any kind of relationship, I find that
he didn't elaborate on how on what the genesis was of their.
Nope, didn't elaborate on it. Just said I called a couple days before and he got me the tickets or whatever.
Yeah, he said he was very excited. He found out about the trade 6:30 in the morning. Got a text.
Hell yeah!
Got a text from his agent informing him of the trade, and his reaction was. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, okay.
So
of course, he also said he thought there was a chance there was some potential interest or whatever when he was a free agent a couple of years ago, and I laughed at that.
When he signed the $100 million contract.
I found that quote so laughable that I didn't even transcribe it as I've been going through my notes.
Okay, well, like we said at the start, only the fifth day of actual practices, but I think my impression of today was it was probably the most lackluster of the days so far. Didn't seem like there was anything overly exciting on the field.
Not a lot of popping.
Not a lot just at all.
I thought the coverage was impressive today. The pass coverage, I thought, stood out.
You meant the media coverage. I thought we were doing a great job.
No, we always do a fine job. There's no lackluster days for us. But I do think the nickel package got some work today with Bodden, McCourty, and Darius Butler got some time there. Jonathan Wilhite spent some time in the slot. I thought it was interesting that Bodden and Butler both played outside and inside, but I thought they had the better of things. I thought they did a good job of coverage, and I thought the quarterbacks, when they did have guys to find open, I don't think they did a very good job, including Tom Brady. Not a very good day for Brady today.
Yeah, and
it was the opposite of the other day when the receivers were dropping all the balls. Today, I thought all the receivers, including Ocho,
they were either
Cinco,
covered or
back.
They were missed by the quarterbacks.
The quarterbacks struggled a little today.
Some good news transaction-wise to report. Two of the remaining three unsigned draft picks signed. Those were second-round picks, Rozai Dowling and Shane Vereen. Both of them were on the field today for the first time in Patriots uniforms. Dowling wearing 21, Vereen wearing 29. And
Dowling's huge.
Dowling stood out to me in the fact that he stood taller than everybody else in the defensive backfield. I don't know what you guys thought.
He's a biggin'.
That's what stood out to me. That's it.
Yeah.
He looks slow and I saw him get beat.
I'm going to give him a few days, but he didn't look very good today.
I don't give days.
He's playing.
You're on the field. I expect you to play to an NFL caliber.
Okay, Bill. He's catching up, and he looked
like he needed to catch up a little more with the receivers.
He didn't look a step behind. He looked steps behind.
They have officially cut quarterback Jonathan Crompton, who was a practice squad member last year, and they signed a defensive end, Christian Cox, out of Utah.
I hear they like Cox.
Cox is big in Rhode Island, we've heard, too.
It's big in training camp now.
Yeah. The absentee list was much larger.
Whoa. If you're going to talk about people that were on the field for the first time.
We're getting to that.
No, you're getting to absentees.
Oh, boy.
You're given the whole pomp and circumstance for Rozai Dowling.
You know what this is all about, don't
James
you?
Sanders was back on the field today.
In full pads, right?
Thank you.
And you had a chance to stroke his leg after or talk to him afterwards, right?
I did. He's happy to be back on the field. Proceed.
Yeah, that's it.
Holla at you later.
Holla.
Did he give you, hey, Andy, what's up? Good to see you.
No. He was being annoyed by a certain tweeter from the Boston Herald at the time. So
a funeral tweeter?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. The list of absentees count him 19, but don't get upset because not all of them were actual injury related absences. Some of them were the August 4th signing free agency related absences. So we don't really need to get into those too much. But Ryan Wendell, who appeared to get dinged up on Sunday.
Finished the practice doing ab work with Brandon Spikes and Haynesworth and those guys who were with all the other shirts and shorts injured players.
He was not seen at all today out on the field.
Not
a good sign. Nor was Eric Catani, the running back from Navy. He hasn't
been
around
quite some time
for the past few days, which is not a good sign for him.
Maybe he's back in the Navy and probably will be for life.
Oh, boy. Quoting Billy Joel, as he is wont to do.
I'm sorry. Are we still doing a podcast?
Oh, boy.
And babble like Bilo and Eric.
We have had six players in shorts working out, but today we had eight doing the rehab work. That was
hot dogs and sausages.
Nope, that was Josh Barrett, Matt Catula, rookie O-lineman Marcus Cannon and Mike Berry, and Kyle Hicks, another rookie O-lineman, and defensive lineman Brandon Dedrick, Myron Pryor, Ron Brace. Those guys just can't seem to stay healthy and get on the field, guys. I don't know what their chances are going to be of making this team if they can't do that.
Falling further and further behind by the day, and as more of these other people get in action, you know, Logan Mankins and Matt Light, who was out on the field with Logan Mankins for a portion of the practice, watching as they get on the field, everybody else gets bumped down a few slots, and yeah, the treadmill's moving, you can't hop on.
All right, before we wrap this up, any other observations that stood out to either one of you guys from today's practice?
Taylor Price still looking good, in my opinion. The further we go, and I can say this, the better I'll feel about my prediction that he can be a contributor on this team this year.
And we talked about Ocho Cinco having some problems catching the ball over the weekend.
Caught it
no
all.
No such troubles today. Caught everything I thought that was catchable.
So tomorrow, we only have the schedule from day to day, basically. And tomorrow is a season ticket holder practice, the annual event that they have.
It is a ticketed event.
Right, so the public is not invited unless you happen to be one of those lucky season ticket holders. You guys are going to be making an appearance at this thing, I understand?
Yeah, something. I don't know. We'll be yelling in front of a live studio audience.
We'll be signing copies of Patriots Football Weekly.
So chances are there won't be a training camp podcast tomorrow because the practice is going to be late. So we'll try to take care of that either on Thursday at some point or the next time we do have a practice and have a training camp podcast. So stay tuned for that. Whenever it happens, we'll be there. We'll see you then.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.